Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to Zero Waste Imperfectly, the show that talks about all things zero waste with kids. I'm your host, Sheila, and I'm also the owner of Life Essentials Refillery. It's two grocery stores we have that are sustainable, one in Wesley Chapel and one in Tampa. So today I want to talk to you about candles. My children love scented candles, and we go to the grocery store, and they go down the aisle with all the candles, and they go, oh my goodness, I need this one, I need this one from Target. They just need to have the candles. So we look at, my kids are hopefully getting better at this, reading the label thing. So the first thing we look for, is it a soy candle? And what is it scented with? Is it essential oils or is it fragrances? And the majority of the inexpensive candles are paraffin-based candles that are scented with synthetic fragrances. And we do not want those in our home. So one of our daughters has severe eczema and the other one has severe asthma. And so we try very hard to avoid any triggers. And the more that you read about synthetically fragranced candles and paraffin-based candles is the stuff they have in them and the stuff that they emit when they burn are not good for you at all. So one of the things that there was a study I was just reading, and the VOCs that are released, most candles release acetone, benzene, and another compound that I tried so hard to pronounce that I cannot do it. And then a lot of synthetic fragrances contain phthalates. And as those are burned, as the candles burn, the phthalates are released into the air and they're absorbed not only by your skin, well, you breathe them in, so you're inhaling them, but they're also going through your skin. And as they go into your bloodstream, they can make your allergy and asthma symptoms much worse, and they can alter your hormone levels. So it is best to stay away from things that are scented, especially these candles. And so another thing that this study had found is that when you burn scented candles, it releases particulate matter. And so what they found is that it actually starts building up in your system, and it can get deposited into your respiratory system. And that's not something we want. So for a child with asthma, this is problematic because it shows inflammation in the respiratory tract. So we do not want to have this. So if you have an option, well, first off, try not to burn candles in general. But if you want candles, opt for something that is better for you and the people that you love and your pets. So look for soy candles. Look for candles that are that are made with essential oils, because we don't want to have all these health risks that do come from the things that are in the less expensive candles. And in this one particular study, they had found that 24.8 of the students that they surveyed, most of them were girls, had symptoms within just a few times of using the candles. And then once you burned the candle for more than a few minutes, let's say you're up to an hour, it got much worse. And if you were doing this on a regular basis, the conditions can last in excess of 12 months. So it's best to avoid it. And yeah, why would we use these things that we know are irritants to our system, and especially if we have kids with asthma and eczema? So I would love to hear from you. Have you been using candles? Do you read what they're made of? Do you care what they're made of? Have you experienced any negative symptoms from candles? I would love to hear from you. So you can find us on all platforms at Life Essentials Refillery. Have a great day.